This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Green County Tech out on the floor. Now they're being joined by Mountain Home. It will be Luke Cruz jumping center for the Bombers. And Jake Bowen will try to win the tip for the Golden Eagles. We're just about ready to get this boys game underway after a good overtime victory for Mountain Home on the girls' side. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by Mountain Home. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. Here is Gilbert with ball on the left side. Now goes down in the corner to Peters. He'll take the screen from Gilbert, dribble out to the wing. Now Benton has it on the wing. He dribbles up to the top, gives it there to Bashirs. Bashirs over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble to the left elbow. Now gives it to Bashirs on the wing. Now back to Benton. Benton has it on the left side. And he goes no-look pass to Gilbert. Gilbert's going into the lane for the running jumper. No good. Offense rebound for Cruz. He goes back up with it off the glass and in. And Mountain Home strikes first. 35 seconds into this contest. Mountain Home up 2-0. Here is Forbes with it. Now ball goes over on the left side. Down a low block now to Cancilla. And he's going to be fouled from behind. And Tech's going to inbound it on the baseline with 7:14 left to play in this opening quarter. Colton Peters picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. Inbound pass goes to Cancilla. Now up top to Butler. Now ball's up between the circles with Forbes. Over on the right side now to Callback. Over on the left wing now to Bowen. Bowen dribbles up between the circles, gives it over on the left to Butler. Now Butler is going to dribble toward the free throw line, gives it on the right side to Bowen. Bowen will dribble near the free throw line, gives it to Callback. Now the ball goes down on a low block to Cancilla. He goes up for the jumper, good. Cade Cancilla ties this game up at 2-all, 6:42 left to play in the first quarter. It's a full court man-to-man defense for Green County Tech. Green County Tech has Gilbert brings the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Over on the right side now goes to Peters. Peters will dribble up between the circles. Now goes down into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and he'll head to the free throw line. Guillo signaling like he wants a jump ball called over there on that Green County Tech bench, but he's not going to get that call. That foul is on Mason Forbes, his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Golden Eagles here in the first half. So Colton Peters at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in, and the Bombers go back on top with 6:21 left of this opening quarter. One more free throw for Colton Peters. And the second shot is good. Colton Peters now with 2 points, 4-2, Mountain Home leading it. Ball goes over on the right side to Bowen. Throws it up top to Callback, dribble, or to Lawback, that is. Butler with it. He'll throw it over the left side to Cancilla. Now ball goes over on the right side to Butler. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Cruz. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Peters on the left side. Down to Bashirs near the corner. Now he drills out to the wing. Gets it to Cruz. Cruz is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Well, they're going to call a foul on the rebound against Mountain Home. They're going to get Colton Peters with his second personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. Here's Butler into the front court, and now a stoppage of play. I don't know what happened. They're going a little bit of confusion there. And are they going to bring a substitute in? Yes, they are. They're going to let Matt Jones come in as Colton Peters takes a seat. With 5:41 left to play in this opening quarter. 4-2, they're going to put him back on the sideline. And now to get to Matt Jones into the game, Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 5:41 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountanoma leading Greene County Tech 4-2. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Forbes triggers the inbound pass on the far sideline, gets into Butler. We're back underway. Matt Jones did check in, replacing Colton Peters. Jones, a 6'4 sophomore. Ball goes over to Butler on the right side. Back up top to Butler. Over on the left to Lawback. Lawback will give it to Forbes in the corner. He drills out to the wing, gives it up top to Bolin. Now Butler has it up to the top. Over on the left side to Forbes. Now to Cancella. He's going into the lane for a layup. No good, but he'll draw contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 5:18 left to play in the first quarter. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Bombers here in the first half. So Cade Cancella at the free throw line for the first time tonight. So far he has Tech's only two points. First shot is up, no good. So Matt Holmes going to keep the lead, regardless of whether or not Cancella hits this next free throw. Cancella's second shot is up, rolls around and goes in. One of two on that trip. Cancella with all three of Tech's points. 4-3, Mountain on top. Gilbert walks the ball across the half-court stripe, dribbles to the right side. Now takes a screen from Jones, dribbles into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, shot was blocked. Benton keeps possession for Mountain Home. He dribbles out to the left wing. Now gives down to Cruz in the corner. Cruz will drill out to the wing, throws it up top to Jones. Over to Bashirs on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hunter Bashirs with his first 3 points of the night. 7-3, Mountain Home leading it. 4:46 left of the first quarter. Here's Forbes with the ball at the top. Over to Bolin on the right side. Up top to Lawback. Gives it to Cancella just outside the lane. Now he dribbles down across the paint. Gives it to Forbes. Now Lawback going into the lane for the layup. Good. And now stoppage of play. Someone lost a shoe. That was Hunter Bashirs. Peyton Lawback with his first 2 points of the night. 7-5, Mountain Home leading it with 4.5 minutes such play in the first quarter. Lawback's going to take a seat as he's replaced by Dawson Greer, a junior. And now Baylor Cresselius checking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home as Wyatt Gilbert will take a seat. Cresselius, a 6'2 senior. He will throw it into Benton, who will bring it into the front court. A full court man-to-man once again for Greene County Tech. Benton across the timeline. Dribbles to the toward the left corner. Now takes a screen from Cruz. Gives it to Jones up top. Now down to Cruz in the lane. He fakes out his defender. Goes up for the jumper. And he draws contact, so he'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. Cade Cancella picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 2 against the Golden Eagles. So 4:14, that's play in the first quarter. Luke Cruz will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in. One more free throw for Luke Cruz. And he can make it a two-possession game once again with this second shot, and he does. 4 points on the night for Luke Cruz. 9-5, Mountain Lee. Butler quickly back the other way. He dribbles to the left wing. Now gives up top to Greer. Now ball goes over on the right side to Bowen. He's going down towards the lane. He finds Cancella in the lane all by himself for the layup. Good. Cade Cancella with 5 points. 9-7, Mountain Home leading up. 3:54 left to play in the first quarter. Benton gets it across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. Mike Gilbert's going to check back in for Mountain Home in the next available time. Ball goes up top to Matt Jones. Over on the right side now to Bashirs. Bashirs going down towards the lane. Kicks it back out to Jones. Now Jones going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts and he gets fouled. Matt Jones will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 3:36 left to play in the first quarter. Wyatt Gilbert's going to check into the game. That foul was called on Dawson Greer, his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Golden Eagles. And before the free throw is shot, Green County Tech is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:36 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leads Green County Tech 11-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI and outpatient surgery site and in-house therapy, providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
It's a four-point lead right now for Mountain Home with 3:36 left to play in the first quarter, but there is a free throw to be shot for Matt Jones after he hit the layup and drew the foul. Jones' free throw is up and in. He now has 3 points, and it's a 12-7 lead for Mountain Home. A little over 3.5 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Here is Butler going back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good, and Jones gets the rebound for Mountain Home. He'll give it to Gilbert, who brings it back the other way. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing, takes a screen from Jones, throws up top to Cruz. Finds Jones on the low block, going up for the layup, off the glass, it rolls around and goes in. Matt Jones with 5 points. 14-7, Mountain Home leading it. Back the other way, Butler is going to pull up for the three-pointer, good. Zane Butler with his first 3 points of the night, 14-10. Mountain Home on top with 3 minutes left of this opening period. Here is Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Gilbert drills to the top and sets up the offense. Now he goes over toward the right side. Now he's going down into the lane, kicks out to Cruz on the left wing, and he's called for the travel. Yep, he sure did. Mount Home with their first turnover of the night. Brendan Chambers is going to check in for the first time tonight for Green County Tech. And Talon Bisbee will come back in as he replaces Hunter Bashirs. And looks like it is going to be Mason Forbes that Chambers checks in for. Ball goes to Cancel on the left wing. Now up top to Chambers. Now Butler has it. He's going down into lane, going to go up for the layup. Good. St. Butler with 5 points. 14-12. Mount Holmes' lead is cut to 2 with 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert across the timeline. Throws up top to Benton. Over to Cresselius on the right. Now back to Benton. He has it there on the wing. Now he throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offense rebound for Benton. He's going back into the lane. Fuller and first layup. Good. Talon Benton with his first 2 points of the night. 16-12. Mountain Home leading it. 1:53 left in the first quarter. Back the other way. Chambers going towards the right side of the lane. Finds Cancilla there in the paint. He's going to put up the hook shot. Good. Cade Cancilla with 7 points. 16-14, Mountain Home leading it with 1:36 left. It says 16-12 on the scoreboard, but then he says they need 2 more points. Here's Cruz with the ball on the left wing. Now gives it back to Jones. Now back to Cruz. He's going to pull up in the left corner for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound chased down by Ben. Gives it to Jones there in the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. 7 points for Jones. 18-14, Mountain Home leading it. 1:12 left in the first quarter. Ball's with Chambers. Now over on the right side to Bowen. Up top to Greer. Over on the left side to Butler. Butler's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out in the right corner to Bowen. Up top to Greer. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Luke Cruz. And back comes Mountain Home. 56 seconds left up of the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading by 4. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing. Takes the screen from Cruz. Throws up top to Jones.
No, don't force it.
Over on the left side to Benton. Benton will take the screen from Jones. Throws up top to Cruz. Cruz drills into the lane, going up for the layup. His basket will it count, or are they going to get him for the offensive foul? Yep, they're going to call Cruz for the charge. That is his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home, and their second turnover of the night. Lawback checking back into the game for Green County Tech with 33.6 seconds left of the first quarter. looking to see if I can figure out who he checked in for. Not really sure. So anyway, 33.6 seconds left. Bennett Pinson's going to check into the game for the first time tonight, replacing Baylor Cresselius. Pinson, a 6'2 senior. 18-14, Mountain Home leading it. Again, 33.6 seconds left of the first quarter. Butler takes inbound pass, brings it into the front court, gives it to Greer. Greer has it up at the top. And now a foul, an offensive foul away from the ball, an illegal screen against Cade Cancilla. Nope. Wait, who'd they call that on? So they did call that on Mountain Home. They called that on Luke Cruz. It was away from the ball, but I thought they called an offensive foul at first. So that is Cruz's second personal foul. And team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. Boy, much to dismay, he thought it was an illegal screen, and Josh Fulcher is not happy with that call. I really can't say I blame him, as inbound pass goes to Cancilla. Now to Greer. So it's five team fouls on Mountain Home, 2 on Greene County Tech. 16 seconds left as Greene County Tech is going to hold for the last shot of the period. Butler dribbling with 7 seconds. He's going to start making a move pretty soon. Now ball goes over on the left side to Lawback. Lawback's going to kick it back out to Butler. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And we have reached the end of the first quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 18-14. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, without bank guarantee, and may lose value.